Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
And so we look, and the driver on the right was an Asian. And the person on the left was older, too old to leave fingerprints.
It was unbelievable. It was
either one of them wanted
poor
to
big fatty.
It was bizarre. It was like, oh my God. Like,
one of you go. One of you go. One of you go.
Yeah, ancient person and like young Asian. Like we're having a face off and neither was winning. So Dean was like, nope.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Too old to leave fingerprints.
Poor Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2881 of the DFO for Wednesday the 13th of February 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to catch up on voice letters. Yes, Big Fatty. Hello, chocolatiers. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your chocolate is today, because y'all, you know, it is VD week, and lots of people. I know that Gus Chan suggests that you don't buy the flowers. You know, y'all, we hadn't heard from Gus Chad in a month of Sundays. I hope he's doing well. Gus, we're thinking about you. Yes, McBaby. Maybe we should send him flowers. No, I don't think he would. But anyway. You know, it's chocolates and flowers and cats. Big Fatty, you've got a cat here already and a gift hat. I do. And we're going to open them tomorrow on Thursday for VD. So anyway, y'all, just remember, Big Fatty will be your valentine, just know that Big Fatty sends out a big hug, just like our special artwork this week that Miss La Lauren did years ago. Yes!
It's love.
Sending you a special Valentine little song. I don't know, but if he was, it would be Love American Style by the Cow Sills. Yes, Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all. What was I saying? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all, I spent Monday evening watching things on the TV machine. Y'all, the Big Brother had. Y'all, this season has just turned out to be a big old flip-flop. And, yes, Big Fatty, more flop than flip. Anyway, flip the channel. Tonight is the finale of the Big Brother app. And, y'all, but last night it was one of those, oh, let's think back about what all was going on this season. The only good part about it last night was it had a lot of that Ryan Lochte on there. And, y'all, he's still pretty. He's still pretty. And he'll be back tonight for the as a member of the jury. But anyway, y'all, I think it's going to be one of two people.
if you've listened to, but first, you know that we all kind of predicted who was going to win. I think it's going to be either Ricky or Lolo. And y'all, if it's Lolo, Big Fatty's got her on his team. So, you know, I'm kind of pulling for her, but I think it's going to be Ricky. But anyway, y'all, I will say Whitman Tinka left me alone last night because, y'all, I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, those clean sheets didn't last long. Y'all got up on Tuesday morning. Y'all, I was gonna have lunch with Larry Clyde. Spoken to him Monday evening. Just kind of caught up with him, and he suggested that we go. And y'all, so I got up. I did not have my morning nipple walk. I just had a light. I just had a couple of little sausage balls in my coffee and read my newspaper. Y'all, by the way, Straight Bob wanted to you know, his so-so question yesterday. He wanted to clarify. Big Fatty, clarify, like Aunt Clara.
The other hand, you know, I thought, now, what was that?
Yeah, that is exactly how he wanted to clarify. He wanted to clarify that his question was not that I read the paper, that I read an actual newspaper, and I do. I get a piece of newsprint with ink on it in my front yard every morning. Big Fatty. And some days it's only about one piece. Well, it's a few more than that. But, y'all, newspaper's gotten skinny. Skinny. Yes, Big Fatty. anyway, read the paper and had my breakfast. Got me sure, and y'all, then I went and I dropped off my taxes at my
certified professional accountant.
It's worth the peace of mind. It's worth the peace of mind to have them look over all of my stuff and put it all together. And y'all, I've been trying to get Ruby Red washed, but y'all, the line's been terrible. But y'all, this morning it was overcast and cloudy, and I rode by the car wash. Y'all, there was zero cars in line. So y'all, I got old Ruby Red all cleaned up on the inside and the outside, and went by and picked up Larry Cly, and we went to the Swiggin' Swine for lunch. Y'all, I had the three meat platter. I got a brisket and some poke belly and some chicken wings. I'd never had their chicken wings before, and y'all, it was only $2. I say $2 more to have three meats instead of two. Fatty, you tubby. Y'all brought half of it home, so that's going to be a second meal. And it came, I got it in the smoked Brussels sprouts. Yes, Big Fatty, you've been tooting all afternoon. And the North Carolina Winnegar coleslaw. Yes, Big Fatty, no mayonnaise. It's true. And had brought all that home. Y'all, then I went by the Kohl's after that, and because, you know, I had 30% off, and y'all, I got me a new pair of walking shoes. The other ones, I've been doing so much walking, y'all. They're just becoming a religious. They're a little holy, bitch. And y'all, I got me one of those stink pots, not stink pots, the instant pot. And y'all, I just got the little bitty one, and y'all, I've got to read up on it. I think I'm gonna give it a try. And with 30% off, y'all, it was pretty. It was a good deal. And y'all came on back here to the villa, and went for my nipple walk around Fat Acres, and y'all just laid down for a few minutes, and now I'm recording the little show. That pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
Yeah,
Gussie, y'all, I'd like to report that my mother had her heart procedure this morning, and everything's just fine, so don't worry about that. But y'all found out that I believe it was Sunday morning, y'all, that Snake passed away. And y'all, for those longtime listeners of the BFO, Snake was one of the folks that Big Fatty liked to do the humpity bumpity with when he was over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. And y'all, he was quite gifted and talented, is all I've got to say. And anyway, y'all, he had not been well. I believe he had had the cancer, and had not been himself for probably a year or maybe a year and a half or so. And y'all, it was unfortunate, but I will always have wonderful memories of Snake. And y'all, he was just a nice man also. And y'all, speaking of the cats, I'll just mention this here also. Y'all, I was watching on the TV machine, and they were saying, you know, you would think that most cancer would be caused by smoking. And that is the number one cause of cancers. But y'all, do you have any idea what number two is? Because number two is getting ready with fewer and fewer people smoking. Number two is about to surpass. Y'all, I was amazed what the second most cause for cancer is. Y'all, do you have any idea? Can you just say it out loud right now? Y'all, it's obesity. Y'all, I had no idea. I had no idea. I would have never even thought of it. But anyway, y'all, take care of yourselves out there. And Snake, you'll always have a special place in Big Fatty's... Big Fatty, leave it right there. Thank you.
Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, this is Scotty. Today is like the 2nd of February, and I think possibly I've missed out, or I'm just going to scrape in with my entry for the BFO number one fan final ever until the remix show comes out. 25 words or less, okay? I should win it so Kathy Bacon doesn't. Thank you. This is Scotty, your Aussie battler. Bye-bye.
Big Fatty, have we not played that? I don't think, well, it sounds familiar, but I don't think we played it. I think Scotty sent in an entry, but first of all, Scotty, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. Scotty, as you know, we have already had the selection, and the judges disregarded Will you just go over there in the corner and I'll take it?
Okay, Big Fatty, you take care of this.
Hello?
Hello, Big Fatty. It is your number one fan for the last time ever, I guess, because you're hanging up the little show after episode 3000. And to my surprise, I guess you saved the best for last and have me as your number one fan. Oh, my God. I guess I need to take this very serious this year. I'm only a couple episodes behind because Mr. Kingsley told me congratulations right after the show was released. Shout out to Kingsley. and I am the last number one fan. Yay! So I will think of something for my reign as the number one fan. And thank you for everyone who voted and didn't vote. Have a good one, Big Fatty. Bye.
Yeah, I'm going to see y'all. That, of course, is Terminally Single Tim, the number one fan of the BFO for 2019. Yes, Big Fatty. Tim, thank you so much for only being a couple of episodes behind. Most number one fans or have unsubscribed. Yes, Big Fatty. Can't blame them. Anyway, thank you so much for that call. And Scotty, as you can hear, Tim has already claimed his reign and yes, Big Fatty, he's going to milk it to the very end. Yes!
Big Fatty, McFarty Fat Pants, it's me, Larry. Vader,
V-E-D-E-R,
in my bedroom. I was just sitting, I just got out of the shower a little while ago, it's Saturday, I'm relaxing, happy summer everyone, that'll be about the time this gets played, and I was thinking about you, and how elderly you are, and, you know, being that you've moved into the assisted living, I worry, as any friend would, and I just want to make sure that you have your place at the table and all that. Well, it's been a fun run, hasn't it? 11 years. We all knew it would come to an end soon. Hopefully by the time it comes to an end, this will be played. But, yeah, I didn't enter the number one fan contest because, well, I'm not a fan. But I also feel like as the one responsible for introducing you to podcasting, probably not a good idea. So, all right, well, I got to run. I'm going to go see Miss Shirley and I'm going to go shopping and I'm going to go and get some food and I'm going to go and just be boring. So, all right, yeah.
Yeah, I guess y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much. For the call. Always lovely to hear your voice and not be in the jalopy. It's very unusual. And yes, you're correct. We have completed 11 years of the BFO, but this is number 12. Yes, Big Fatty. And, you know, it's we've got a, what do we got? We got 118 after today. Little shores. So 119 after today. 119 after today. y'all, I don't know when that plays out, and you know, with the Hatterina and all of her mess and everything, and who knows? You know, there may be some interruptions in there and everything as well, and you know. Anyway, Vader, thank you so much for the call, and I hope please give our best to Miss Shirley. Yes, Big Vinny.
It's just into the BFO banjo desk. Y'all, it was announced on the 20 today that Dr. P is leaving Mr. Cackle for Alabama.
Big Fatty, what the hell took him so long? Oh, I see y'all, they're not breaking up anything. Dr. P has taken a very lucrative job in Alabama. Mr. Cackle is going to remain at the bakery in Juneau, and y'all, they're going to just have a long-distance relationship. Big Fatty, Mr. Cackle will have that house hoarded up. There won't be room for Dr. P to move back. Well, you're probably right. And speaking of Dr. P and Mr. Cackle, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time, and Dean, what do you think of the people that Dr. P is going to be working with?
Two old leaf fingerprints.
Poor Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, you leave fingerprints everywhere. It's just vulgar. Wash your hands.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.